Arizona votes.
All right. Regarding last night's Republican debate for governor with Paula Tuliani-Zen, Karen Taylor-Robeson, Carrie Lake, and Scott Neely. Many people might think the Ted Nugent song Free For All would have been an appropriate theme song. Or maybe this?
The circus.
That would have been because a lot of last night's debate was like this.
That's what I've been saying.
Can I
repeat? No, you're repeating what I'm saying.
Hold on, Paula.
Here, you always repeat that.
Paula, please.
First of all, put everything.
Paula,
I feel like this is a spoof, honestly.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Wow. Carrie Lake actually delivering a pretty good line there. And it's why I think the best line of the night was this.
You think Republican voters want to go once again over all of these things between mules and this?
No, they don't. They don't.
They want this?
No,
because may I finish? Mamma mia. You know what?
KTAR.
I think that sums it up right there. Mamma mia.
Yes, it's so true. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross has been reporting on this debate and will be all morning long and joins us now. I think it's fair, Jim, to say that we should be forever grateful to Paula Tuliani-Zen for this contribution to Arizona political lore.
Mamma mia.
Right?
Thank you. You've been a great audience. I'm going home now. Her moment of zen, pardon the pun. That she tried to lighten things up, but she was clearly frustrated because, and it was all of the candidates, really, all four of them were constantly interrupted by the other candidates. Sometimes two, three, all of the candidates, the moderator, Ted Simons, was trying to herd this in, and he clearly was frustrated. Carrie Lake, again, compared it to an SNL sketch at one point. So it was, what's a nice way to put this? Interesting debate.
So there was some truthiness last night, you know, comparing it to an SNL skit, calling it Mamma Mia, a few nuggets there.
There were a few things. You know, the candidates made their points when they weren't interrupted, and there were a few kind of cringeworthy moments, too. So
I kind of felt like really the only time they made really any points that you could grasp onto was in their opening statements and their closing statements, because otherwise they were, and even then there was some people stepping on other people when they weren't supposed to be at all. So I did think Ted Simons, and by the way, all three of us know Ted. I actually was radio partners with Ted a long time ago. I don't blame him for the cacophony last night. I blame the rules. There were really essentially no rules last night. There wasn't. But I thought Ted asked what I think is a pretty pertinent question. Let's see if he got an answer for this.
All right. Are you going to accept the election results? Do you think election security in Arizona is such that
we don't
trust
have election security?
So why keep talking about it?
Do you trust the results of the election?
We're going to work with the legislature to make sure we have rules in place.
In other words, if we can't trust election systems in place in Arizona, will you accept the outcome of your own election? Of course, if you win, right? Nobody really answered the question, but Carrie Lake espoused a workaround to corrupt elections to assure everyone that if she's declared the winner, we can know she's the winner.
But we're going to show up and vote in droves. We have a movement. Our campaign is a movement. We're going to show up and vote in droves. They're going to have to cheat even harder in order to try to win this.
Your campaign's a psyop.
Scott Neely calling a psychological operation her campaign. And the reason why is he said that, you know, Kelly Ward, who's the GOP chair for the state, has been backing Carrie Lake's campaign, and she's not supposed to be doing that. She's supposed to be backing everybody's campaign until the nominee's declared. So it was, I don't know, as though PSYOP was the weirdest thing said last night, though, Jim, right?
I'm not touching that one. Yeah, you know which one was the weirdest comment. There were three or four that were just, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
At times, yeah. So I don't know. Is this a fair assessment? It didn't necessarily raise anybody up, but it might have lowered some of the candidates in voters' eyes.
Yeah, I think that's completely fair. Okay. I thought Emily Ryan said it best, that if anybody, all four candidates will declare they won, obviously. They always do. But if anybody lost out, it was the Arizona voters last night, because this didn't change anybody's mind that was already preset going into it. And Ryan said that basically this was much more about style and personality than it ever was about policy and substance.
Although I have to say, if Paula Tuliani-Zen puts out any new campaign signs, they have to say,
Mom. Mamma Mia.
They have to.
No, I was down the street at the store this morning.
Yeah.
About midnight. And the first thing the kid at the counter asked me, he looked out at her campaign sign out of the corner of their gas station. He goes, Mamma Mia. I was like, so it's already in the lexicon now.
I'm telling you, it was a contribution to Arizona political lore.
Yep. Mamma Mia.
All right. Jim will have more on the debate coming up, what we can actually analyze of this debate. It's ahead here on Arizona's Morning News.